Decay.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Rustenburg up to 31, Joburg a high of 30 degrees.
There is very heavy traffic in central Johannesburg on the M2 westbound towards the M1 Crown Interchange.
In your sport, the Pretoria Capitals back in the hunt in the Betway SA20 after beating Joburg Super Kings last night. And Pizzo Musimane could cut ties as soon as today with Iranian top division side Esteghlal FC if his salary issues are not resolved.
We start in Mpumalanga, where police believe there's been a breakthrough in the search for the suspects who torched 51 Patco buses.
Police in Mpumalanga arrested two male suspects. Each one of them was found with a mobile phone suspected to be that of one of the victims, as well as an empty magazine for a 9mm pistol with.
The arrests were made 24 hours after a large group of suspects attacked four Patco depots and started the fires. Mpumalanga police spokesperson Donald Bluli says the search continues for more arrests. More about the story at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says he's asked for a meeting with the finance minister to discuss the impact of the decision by US President Donald Trump to temporarily freeze and review all foreign aid for the next 90 days. This includes the suspension of the US President's emergency plan for AIDS relief called the PEPFAR funding. And that's used in 27 districts around South Africa.
Police in Mpumalanga arrested two male suspects. Each one of them was found with a mobile phone suspected to be.
The ANC is urging the UN Security Council to take action against attacks on the UN peacekeeping forces deployed in the Democratic Republic of Congo. This follows the killing of 13 SANDF soldiers in the east of the DRC, where they were battling M23 rebels. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula told the media yesterday that Commander-in-Chief President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to address the country.
Our government must do everything in their power to ensure the support and the safety of our soldiers. And at the right time, the president will take the nation into confidence about what happened in the DRC.
While the World Health Organization warns that the decision by the US to not continue with funding could increase in HIV-related deaths worldwide. At the White House, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt has defended the move, telling the media yesterday it's about checks and balances.
Past 4 years, we've seen the Biden administration spend money like drunken sailors, and it's incumbent upon this administration to make sure, again, that every penny is being accounted for honestly.
Speaking of spending, Statistics SA has amended the basket of goods used to calculate monthly inflation to adapt to South Africa's spending patterns. To keep up with the change in the nation's spending habits over the past 5 years, some products are now for the first time included in the monthly inflation basket because we're buying it more, like basmati rice, boerewors, parmesan cheese, cooler boxes and rosé wine. Products that have been dropped because South Africans don't spend as much on these any longer include the TV license, bubble bath, the garden water sprinkler, music CDs and magazines.
CDs and magazines and TV licenses. I love that. Got thrown into that little basket. Yeah. Bubble bath. That's interesting.
And hot chocolate as well. It's dropped.
I suppose. Do you bath?
No.
Sorry, if you're just tuning in, then please.
Yeah. I mean, I do wash my body, but I shower. I never bath. I never ever bath. It's
kind of weird. You still get those people who prefer to bath and shower. I'm too. I don't know what the word is, but and it's probably more relaxing. Maybe we should. Something tells me. I'm going to put it out there that the on-air team shower and don't bath. Are you a bath?
No,
shower.
Shower.
Shower or bath?
Once a week, I take an hour-long bath.
Oh, why would you
Sunday?
Sit in your
candles
own
and stuff.
In your own dead skin? It's like a human minestrone soup.
I'm not saying I'm sitting in my own dead
in
skin.
In your own filth. Near.